Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Whenever trouble knocks at the door of my life, I usually ask myself three questions. One, is God trying to tell me something, and I've just been too dense to hear his voice, so now he's getting my attention? Two, is the trouble the result of satanic opposition or attack? And three, is this difficult circumstance something that I brought on myself, or may have just happened simply because I got in the wake of a poor economy or just happened to be in harm's way? A lot of people go through life beating themselves over the head, thinking that they are personal failures, or that surely they've done something wrong for this to happen to them. Now be very certain, friend, God does allow some difficulties in the lives of his children, sometimes to show us how strong he is, sometimes to let us know how weak we are, sometimes for reasons we will never know. The book of Hebrews clearly tells us that the Lord disciplines those whom he loves, and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. Now that word, everyone, is all-inclusive. None are exempted. This discipline or correction is not the stern hand of an angry God, but the firm hand of a loving father. It's just that simple. There are also times when Satan clearly tries to discourage us through difficulties. If you believe there is a God in heaven, then you should have no problem believing that the enemy of your soul is unrelenting in venting his wrath on God's children. Paul wrote to the Corinthians saying we should be on guard in order that Satan might not outwit us, for we are not unaware of his schemes. That's not true of many people today who allow the enemy to trip us up in our marriages, our relationships, and our thought lives without realizing that we were not wise enough to sense the devil was gaining territory in our hearts and lives. When trouble knocks at the door of your life, there are three powerful truths which you must cling to like a drowning man holds to a lifesaver. These three truths can keep you afloat when others are sinking. One, you must remind yourself that God brought you to the place of trouble. Read the first chapter of the book of Ephesians and notice phrases like this: For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will. Two, you must remind yourself that God has not forsaken you any more than he forsook Daniel in the lion's den or the three Hebrew children in the fiery furnace. Remind yourself of the promise of Jesus: Never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Then said the writer of Scripture, So we say with confidence, The Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Three, remind yourself that God, in his own time and in his own way, will lead you out of the difficulty. When trouble knocks at the door of our lives, we think we are confronted with two choices: solve the problem on our own, or else turn and run from it. For the child of God, there is a third choice. Turn to him, trust him, and live a day at a time. Now, this doesn't mean that you just sit on your hands and do nothing, expecting God to do it all. But it keeps you from becoming a victim of worry. The God difference can keep you going when others fall by the wayside. David said, The Lord is a refuge for the oppressed, a stronghold in the time of trouble. Those who know your name will trust in you. For you, Lord, have never forsaken those who seek you. Friend, those words are still true. No matter what your difficulty, trust him to take you through it.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.